Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub step of Central Washington. For Thursday, April 30th, voters in the Kittitas School District passed their replacement levy on the second try Tuesday with about 57% in favor. The four-year levy is expected to bring in $1.9 million a year for the district from 2027 through 2030, and it covers about 19% of the district's annual budget. The first run at the levy in February failed by just 15 votes, so supporters spent the spring stepping up their outreach. For the average owner of a $500,000 home, the renewal works out to about $35 more a year on top of existing levies and bonds. County Auditor Brian Elliott said turnout was 34.5%. There's another leadership change at the Kittitas Valley Fire and Rescue. Interim Fire Chief Roy Palmer turned in his 30-day notice on April 15, less than a week before commissioners announced his departure at a special meeting. Palmer had been on the job for a little over 3 months. In his letter, he pointed to unresolved working conditions and told the Daily Record afterwards, "I wasn't the right fit for the organization." Deputy Chief Chris Mullen has been named interim chief, but he made one thing clear to the board. He will take the temporary job, but he doesn't want the permanent post in any way, shape, or form. Central Washington University hosted leaders from nine Pacific Northwest tribes on campus Monday for what organizers are calling a listening and learning gathering. Representatives came in from the Yakima Nation, the Snoqualmie, Spokane, Colville, Umatilla, Nez Perce, Kalispell, Tulalip, and Nooksack tribes. The panel included State Senator Claudia Kaufman from the 47th District, Tim Rainin from the Governor's Office of Indian Affairs, and council members and trustees from several of the tribes. The day was meant to help the university build closer working relationships with tribal nations across the region. Out in Kittitas, a local woman has turned her front porch into a small business when Kylie Harris told her husband she was going to open a cottage bakery. He laughed. She did it anyway. Her new farm stand is now open on the front porch of her home, and it is up and going. In local events, Zen Meditation meets at noon at the Kittitas Valley Unitarian Universalist Church. Toastmasters International gathers at 5:30 p.m. at the Hal Holmes Community Center. Up the Canyon Country Act, Rusty Cage plays Mike Tavern in Cleellum at 7 p.m. And the Valley Theater presents Tuck Everlasting at 7 p.m. at the Morgan Performing Arts Center.
With that, folks, we do have some sports to talk about as we do move our way through here. And with that, let's go ahead and let's jump right on into it. Folks, this is your sports report. Now, of course, I am Ryan Gildersleeve, and I am here to recap for you what happened last week in Wildcat sports and, of course, what's going to happen as we make our way through this week. Now, of course, it all started last week on Friday, where your Wildcats headed out to the track and field Cougar Classic at WSU in Pullman, Washington. Now, the results for that matchup are available, of course, online at Wildcatsports.com, but it's kind of an intriguing one, folks, and I'll tell you why. Because you made your way through that event, and I, of course, lost my spot on my webpage, but you know, you made your way through that event, and you saw a couple of different very interesting results from your Wildcats. Let's go ahead and let's pull that up here as we talk just a little bit about what it is that we saw out there. Now, of course, folks, they went out to the Cougar Classic, and you saw a couple of different, competitors make their way out and, of course, go and compete. So with that, you had the Wildcat men's team winning in the 100 meters and 200 meters with freshman Colton Magruder. You also had a number of different other people making their way into this event to really, I mean, just kind of take over and show that the Wildcats have what they need to do, right? So the Wildcat women's 4x400 was great. You had a number of different Wildcats making their way out there. They had a first place finish there. So there really was a whole lot of different there really was a whole lot of different events throughout that matchup that you might want to go back and see. So with that, you are absolutely able to do so online at wildcatsports.com. So with that, let's go ahead and let's move into our other events here. Is what we did see from your baseball and softball teams also kicked off on Friday. Your baseball team would welcome St. Martin's University and the Saints, while your softball team would welcome Montana State Billings and the Yellow Jackets, where both your baseball and softball teams would just lay it down, right? So all victories through Friday, your baseball team wins 13-7 in their first matchup of the day, while their second matchup would be a 2-1 win over the Saints, while your softball team on the other side of things, they'd win their first matchup 4-3, while then winning their second 6-5. So a very great day to kick off the Wildcat action last week before Saturday kicked off the second day of course, baseball and softball action for both of your respective teams. And both of those games were kind of interesting here. So your Wildcat softball team in their first matchup of the day would run rule the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets in 5 innings, winning 13-3. Before their second matchup in a 9-inning bout, they would win 10-9. On the other side of things, your baseball team on Saturday would drop their first matchup to St. Martin's 3-9, while their second matchup would also be a 0-9 loss. That takes us into this week where, folks, it actually all begins today. Your track and field team will welcome the GNAC Combined Event Championships for outdoor season, starting actually 47 minutes ago, at least as of the time that this is being recorded. Now, with that, that's going to carry us through today and tomorrow. And of course, you can find all of the events for it online at wildcatsports.com and results as they are posted. Though that is not going to be the end of the matchups this week for your Wildcat teams. Your baseball team will start off on Thursday. Yes, that's right, folks. Thursday this week, where they will actually face off with Northwest Nazarene and the Nighthawks, the 24th ranked team in the nation for D2 baseball. Those matchups will take place in Nampa, Idaho this week, and the first couple will begin at 2 and 5 p.m. on Thursday. That will carry us a little bit further into the weekend, where what we'll see on the first of the month this Friday will be your baseball team, of course, continuing through that four-game set out in Northwest Nazarene. But it's going to be kind of interesting because on Friday, the times will shift a bit. They're going to compete first at noon and then at 3 p.m. against Northwest Nazarene on Friday, as opposed to those times we listed for Thursday. Then also on Friday, your softball team will begin in Nampa, Idaho, their four-game set against the Nighthawks. Now, on the softball side of things, Northwest Nazarene not ranked, but still a formidable opponent, and they will face off with your Wildcats at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. beginning Friday. That'll take us into Saturday, where your softball team will wrap up their four-game set with Northwest Nazarene in Nampa at 11 and 1 p.m. respectively. And folks, that is going to do it for this week in Wildcat Sports. So I hope that wrapped up the information that you were looking for. And one last time, if you are looking for more, you can find it on wildcatsports.com/either calendar, or you can punch in whatever it is that you'd like if you're looking for a specific sport. With that, folks, I hope that you enjoyed the sports segment today. I've been Ryan Gildersleeve, and I'll catch you next time.
The forecasted high tomorrow in Ellensburg, 74 degrees with a low of 41 degrees. Mostly sunny skies all day. Sunset is at 8:11 p.m. with winds out of the west around 8 miles an hour. Just a 2% chance of rain. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Meatballs and marinara pasta with all beef meatballs, sauce, Parmesan cheese served with green beans and whole fruit. Fruit. The senior lunch is open all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clealum Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch that's for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for the show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and events around Ellensburg and the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org. And broadcasting from the heart of Washington State, this is Ellensburg Community Radio.